This episode is brought to you by IVP. In his award-winning book, Reading While Black, Esau McCauley calls the church to read scripture through the lens of the Black church tradition. By sharing his own deeply personal narratives and offering his expertise as a biblical scholar, McCauley enlightens Christians of all backgrounds about the Black experience and helps them to better understand their own. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive Reading While Black for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading. Job chapter 29. Job's concluding soliloquy. Job recalls his former condition. Then Job continued his speech. Oh, that I could be as I was in the months now gone, in the days when God watched over me, when he caused his lamp to shine upon my head, and by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in my most productive time, when God's intimate friendship was experienced in my tent, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my steps were bathed with butter and the rock poured out for me streams of olive oil, when I went out to the city gate and secured my seat in the public square, the young men would see me and step aside, and the old men would get up and remain standing. The chief men refrained from talking and covered their mouths with their hands. The voices of the nobles fell silent, and their tongues stuck to the roof of their mouths. Job's benevolence. As soon as the ear heard these things, it blessed me. And when the eye saw them, it bore witness to me. For I rescued the poor who cried out for help, and the orphan who had no one to assist him. The blessing of the dying man descended on me, and I made the widow's heart rejoice. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My just dealing was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was a father to the needy, and I investigated the case of the person I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked and made him drop his prey from his teeth. Job's confidence. Then I thought, I will die in my own home, my days as numerous as the grains of sand. My roots reach the water, and the dew lies on my branches all night long. My glory will always be fresh in me, and my bow ever new in my hand. Job's reputation. People listened to me and waited silently. They kept silent for my advice. After I had spoken, they did not respond. My words fell on them drop by drop. They waited for me as people wait for the rain, and they opened their mouths as for the spring rains. If I smiled at them, they hardly believed it, and they did not cause the light of my face to darken. I chose the way for them and sat as their chief. I lived like a king among his troops. I was like one who comforts mourners. Proverbs chapter 1, introduction to the book. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To learn wisdom and moral instruction, to discern wise counsel, to receive moral instruction in skillful living with righteousness, justice, and equity, to impart shrewdness to the morally naive, a discerning plan to the young person, Let the wise also hear and gain instruction, and let the discerning acquire guidance. To discern the meaning of a proverb and a parable, the sayings of the wise and their riddles. Introduction to the theme of the book. Fearing the Lord is the beginning of discernment, but fools have despised wisdom and moral instruction. Listen, my child, to the instruction from your father, and do not forsake the teaching from your mother, for they will be like an elegant garland on your head and like pendants around your neck. Admonition to avoid easy but unjust riches. My child, if sinners try to entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us," we will lie in wait to shed blood. We will ambush an innocent person capriciously. We will swallow them alive like Sheol, those full of vigor, like those going down to the pit. We will seize all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with plunder. Join with us. We will all share equally in what we steal. My child, do not go down their way. Withhold yourself from their path, for they are eager to inflict harm, and they hasten to shed blood. Surely it is futile to spread a net in plain sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. Such are the ways of all who gain profit unjustly. It takes away the life of those who obtain it. Warning against disregarding wisdom. Wisdom calls out in the street. She shouts loudly in the plazas. At the head of the noisy streets she calls, in the entrances of the gates in the city, she utters her words. How long will you simpletons love naivete? How long have mockers delighted in mockery? How long will fools hate knowledge? You should respond to my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I would make my words known to you. However, because I called, but you refused to listen, because I stretched out my hand, but no one was paying attention, and you neglected all my advice and did not comply with my rebuke, so I myself will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when what you dread comes. When what you dread comes like a whirlwind, and disaster strikes you like a devastating storm, when distressing trouble comes on you, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will diligently seek me, but they will not find me, because they hated moral knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. They did not comply with my advice. They spurned all my rebuke. Therefore, they will eat from the fruit of their way, and they will be stuffed full of their own counsel. For the waywardness of the simpletons will kill them, and the careless ease of fools will destroy them. But the one who listens to me will live in security and will be at ease for the dread of harm. New Testament reading, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 17. The call of Matthew, eating with sinners. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax booth. "Follow me," he said to him. So he got up and followed him. As Jesus was having a meal in Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with Jesus and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said, "Those who are healthy don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. Go and learn what this saying means. I want mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The superiority of the new. When John's disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot mourn while the bridegroom is with them, can they? But the days are coming when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, because the patch will pull away from the garment, and the tear will be worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled out, and the skins are destroyed. Instead, they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 22. The call of Levi, eating with sinners. Jesus went out again by the sea. The whole crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he went along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. "Follow me," he said to him, and he got up and followed him. As Jesus was having a meal in Levi's home, many tax collectors and sinners were eating with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. When the experts in the law and the Pharisees saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "Those who are healthy don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The superiority of the new. Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. So they came to Jesus and said, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples don't fast?" Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they do not fast. But the days are coming when the bridegroom will be taken from them, and at that time they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new from the old, and the tear becomes worse. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins will be destroyed. Instead, new wine is poured into new wineskins." Luke chapter 5, verses 33 through 39, the superiority of the new. Then they said to him, "John's disciples frequently fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours continue to eat and drink." So Jesus said to them, "You cannot make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But those days are coming when the bridegroom is taken from them. At that time, they will fast." He also told them a parable. "No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. If he does, he will have torn the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. Instead, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. No one after drinking old wine wants the new, for he says, 'The old is good enough.'" This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. All wise and knowing God, oh, we thank you. We thank you, O God, for the wisdom that is laid out in your scriptures, O God, and personified in our Lord Jesus Christ. God, would you make us a people who love wisdom, who love prudence and moral instruction, O God, who love the narrow path of life, O God, and who shun the wide road of destruction, O God, that leads to death. God, would you help us, O God, to choose to walk in the path of righteousness, O Lord God. For your name's sake, O God, would you do it, O Lord God. Would you help us, O God, to be a wise and discerning people, O God, to know, O God, that we do not new wineskins into old wineskins because they burst, O Lord God, and we don't sew old garments onto new, O Lord God, because they will tear away worse than before. Would you help us, O Lord God, to know the times and the seasons that we're in, to know what we ought to do in these times, O Lord God, to know what you are calling us to do, and to be busy about the calling and the purpose that you've given us, O Lord God, to continue to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and the perfecter of our faith, O God. Thank you that you promised to fulfill our prayer request for wisdom. Would you help us to love wisdom, to listen to her as she calls out from the streets, O Lord God. Help us, O God, to heed her warnings, O Lord God, and to love her teachings, O Lord God. Would you help us to walk in your will and in your way, O God, and to be a people who are made wise for salvation, O Lord. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.